You are a human being before all else. An essential to introspection is to be open-minded in attempts to dismiss any prior bias. You must acknowledge yourself for who and what you are, a human being. Omit the inter-ethnic conflicts of the world. Disregard gender bias as well, for we are all part of a single race, the human race. Embrace the irrefutable nature of what it means to be alive in the here and now. Not only as some living being, but more prominently, a human being. One stricken with the human condition. A condition that consists of traits of individuality and personal aspirations. We are all subjects of the inherent bias of our ego's deceptive perception. It is the ego who behaves under the guise of our internal criticism, justifying the relativity of existence in promoting oneself over the other, whether it be a lion against a gazelle or some Fortune 500 company against another. Nature establishes the quality of egocentricity as a mechanism for survival at its fittest, whose survival is predicated on the longevity of the physical self against the sanity of the conscious state. For life itself exists as a dual manifestation of both a physical body and a spiritual mind. Just as the ego saves the physical self, it plagues the spiritual soul, no different than the very act of living causing the resonance for senescence, the deterioration of life's cellular makeup due to time by aging. An initial step of introspection is the acceptance of death as the yin to life's yang, in that one must first submit themselves to accepting nature's entropic nature against life's progressive evolution. The reality of objective existence is relative to the subjective eyes of the individual. Once the individual you ceases to exist, so too does the universe in its infinite potential, relative to yourself. However, the death of the individual doesn't affect the prosperity of the accumulative, for nobody is able to evade the unavoidable state of non-existence. By accepting death, one becomes humbled under a unified notion of certainty in knowing no one is special, not even our home planet, who itself will eventually perish. Existence precedes life. To live is to exist. Life, as defined, explores the distinction between organic and inorganic matter. As a collective whole, human beings exist relatively one and the same, anatomically, behaviorally, instinctively, etc. Only as individuals do we vary by the basis of our human condition. Time has allowed for us to acknowledge our disparateness. The ability to accept the subjective nature of oneself against the backdrop of nature's objectivity, whose subjective qualities of individuality and personal aspiration grant idiosyncratic attributes of distinction. Basic, however so complex, qualities that make you, well, you. You, the individual, who is infinite in potential, one who exists within the confines of some finite construct. Just as the individual is born, so too is their inevitability of death, granted by the linear sovereignty of time. For death is merely the opposing face of life atop the coin of existence, a shining revelation of coping with darkness, instilled by the inherent intuition of the human condition, a condition which is predicated first and foremost on the emotionality aspect of ourselves.